It's cue for a three.
Yeah! Shoots it at the horn. No good.
Grizzly Sports is brought to you by Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Missouri State University West Plains Athletics Department, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, and by Ozarks Healthcare. Now Grizzly Sports, a presentation of Ozark Radio Sports.
Hey, welcome to the Bob, as they call it, the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse here at Park Hills, Missouri. Middle Area Community College is where we're at tonight for the next to last regular season game for the Grizzlies this year, and they're playing for the third time, the Mineral Area Cardinals. I'm Harlan Hutchinson. Dylan Groves is back in the studio. Third matchup of the year between these teams. The first matchup won in a blowout in West Plains by Mineral Area. Mineral came back and won the second meeting as well in a much tighter game. They'll be returned here for the third matchup between the Cardinals and the Grizzlies. The Cardinals are 17-10 and 7-3. They have played their way out of the play-in game in Region 16. And tonight, Moberly will play State Fair at Sedalia, and the loser of that game will be where the Grizzlies will play next Tuesday night. IRC gets the home game in the region tournament this year. Ready to get this game rolling, and State Fair, it looks like they're going to jump center. Grizzlies will jump with Barbie Rue, their 6'9 postman, wins the tip, and this game's underway. I shortchanged him. He is 6'10". On the right side, Cardinals with the ball. Binion lobs it to the low block. They post up. Drew A backs down. Left hand, baby hook is up and around and good. If he makes that all night, we're in deep trouble. That's a 10'11", a left-handed baby hook by Rue, and it's 2-0. Grizzlies come back with it on offense with Ty Lindsey down the hole to the hole, and he passes the crossball, stolen. Cardinals long up the right side. Garrett in the right corner. Heron Garrett, very good player. Grizzlies need to get off to a good start and keep pace. Garrett backs down against Sean Glass. Turn, right hand baby hook is no good. Rebound, Sean Glass has it. Sean up the left side, in the front court, to the left corner. Blaine Harris curls over the top, kicks it to the right wing. Here's Javon Barbie, three. No good, ball off to the left corner. And Edwin Dueling Jr. up the floor. Step through, lay in, is up and good. Binion with the bucket. Nasir Binion. And it's 4-0. Let's not get in an 8-10 point hole here. That's been a common theme this year. In the right corner, Blaine Harris up fake. Back out on the right sideline now. Ty Lindsey goes left. Guarded by Binion. Goes by him all the way in. Right hand layup, no good. Spun it off the backboard and off the side of the rim. Now Garrett feeds it across over the head of the cutting postman, Gunding Rui, and a turnover on the Cardinals. The Cardinals are, and the Cardinals are not ranked in the top 25 this week. They did get votes for the top 25 poll. Moberly is in the top 25. Towards the bottom of the list, down around, I think, around 20. On the right side, Terrell Smith for the Grizzlies. Tyrell out front, now on the left wing. Ty Lindsey with it. Out front, Sean Glass. Nearly lost the dribble. Pulls up, 17-footer, straight on, no good. We have played still over 2 minutes, nothing yet, 4-0. Cardinals in the white with the Cardinal head insignia on their hips with red trim, of course. There's a moving screen, thank you very much. And that'll be called on the Cardinals. That'll be on Gunding Rue. Four nothing. Jordan Richard comes in the game for the Cardinals. He is a 6'4 sophomore from St. Louis, and he is a very good player. The Cardinals have depth. Tony Irons has a fairly deep team. At the point, ball dropped, stolen, and back come the Cardinals again off the turnover. Left side, left corner. Garrett with the three, and it's no good. Rebound, Tyrell Smith and the Grizzlies. Let's see if they push it a little bit here. Sean in the lane. Pull up, 10-foot fall away, no good. And up above the rim for the rebound that time. Nazir Allen just in the ball game. Point. Three ball is off the back iron. Rebound long to the right corner, and Blaine Harris has that. Nas Allen is in the ball game. 6'9", sophomore from Memphis. Now, steal out front, all the way in. Nas Allen went coast to coast, took it away from Ty Lindsey. Good turnover on the Grizzlies. Down 6-0. It is so much harder for us to score than the opposition. Down the lane all the way. Here's Sean Glass driving. Got it knocked out of bounds from behind. It will stay with the Grizzlies. Simply because we don't have anything of an inside game. All our points have to be earned from three-point line or getting the ball to the basket and drawing some fouls. Here's the inbound for the Grizzlies underneath, down by 6. 10 on the shot clock in the corner. Blaine Harris. Pump fake, leans in, shoots from 15, good. Blaine Harris gets the Grizzlies on the board after 3 minutes and 50 seconds. 6-2 ball game. Out front, Lorenzo Shields. Oh, this is Edwin Dueling. Now to the point, Allen to the left wing. Dueling with it, curls over the top. 8-7 to the game for the Grizzlies now. On the right side. Here's a turn by Garrett. Up, good. Foul in the play. The basket will count. Jaron Garrett's first basket in the act from 14 feet. Timeout. Grizzlies foul on Tyrell Smith. But there's really nothing Tyrell can do. When you're 6'3", he's 6'7", and long. And it's a three-point play attempt coming up. 8-2 score. Cardinals with the lead, 15-49 here in the first half. Back in a minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
Hi, this is Steve at Broken Bow Archery. Stop in today for our 2025 Bow Blowout Specials. Top brands like Matthews, PSE, Compounder Crossbow models. Just in time for target season and indoor paper season. We also have 3D targets, predator calls, and everything you need to upgrade your gear. Broken Bow Archery, inside Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
Mineral Area Cardinals will be at the line to shoot a free throw. It's already 8-2. Cardinals after the first 4 minutes and 11 seconds. And the free throw try is good. 3-point play for Jaron Garrett. 9-2. Makai Joyner comes in at a guard spot for the Cardinals. Juwan Barbie in the front court, middle of the court, drives all the way, goes up, high off the board, no good. Rebound to Binion, and back come the Cardinals, right to left. Out front, Blaine Harris guards the ball. Joyner spins to the middle, right hand lay-in is around and good. Five different players have scored for Mineral. It's 11-2. Tyrell from way out on the left wing. That's way short. Rebound by Blaine Harris. He'll circle outside with it. Sean Glass to the right side. Curls over, spins to the middle. Lost the ball, got it back, bounce it over. Barbie lays it up, no good. Got fouled. He'll shoot two. At 14:55, John Glass went after that ball once it got knocked free. got it back and saw Juwan Barbie cutting to his left. The foul's on Edwin Doolin Jr. for the Mineral Area Cardinals. From Tacoma, Washington, Juwan Barbie, first free throw is good. Josiah Green, Parkview High, Springfield comes in. The freshman for the Grizzlies, Sean Glass out, Blaine Harris out. Who else came in? Here's the next free throw. No good.
Ball coming, ball coming.
11-3 down the left side. Cross court pass. Allen underneath. Lost the ball. Tipped it out of bounds. Turnover on Mineral Area. Barbie will throw the ball in for the Grizzlies. Dressed in blue. White numbers, red trim. Inbound right in front of me. Desai Green comes up the floor and makes the catch. And now A7 has it. 14-40. Grizzlies trail by 8. 11-3. Big crowd here at sophomore night at Park Hills. On the wing, here's a long arching high 3. No good by A7. Bounces over the backboard and out of bounds. Ace had his worst shooting game, I think. For the Grizzlies in that last contest against State Fair. He was struggling. As good as even the best shooters go through that every now and then. And he was going through it Saturday for sure. 11-3 now. Let's see if he can get back on the side here. There's not much room to work. Binion on the right side of the elbow. Pulls his way down the lane. Puts it off the board. No good. Got his own board and put it up and in. More active. Binion makes it a 10-point game, 13-3. A7 drives to the hole, puts it up on the run, good. And the shot from the left side hit the side iron on the far side, went straight up and went in. Now steal. Barbie has it, gets it up to Ace, who they steal it right back. Down the key all the way in. High off the board and good. They attacked the basket that time with Doolin. Edwin Doolin's first basket. Six different players have scored now for Mineral. Josiah Green out front, 15-5. Left baseline. Green steps through, goes up, got it swatted down. Big back up by Josiah. Pump fake leans in, goes up, got blocked again, and swatted out near midcourt. A7 has the ball. Ace gets around and his man, puts it high off the board. No good. Just hit the backboard. And now back comes Allen. Steps from the free throw line. Leans in and a whistle. We'll get a charge or a block and a block on Goose Blobenfelt for the Grizzlies. Naz Allen at 6'9". Took off just inside the free throw line. He was going to dunk over two guys. John Glass to check in. Still 10-point game. 15-5. Free throw number one. Good. Deron Garrett back in for Mineral, and that makes it 16-5, 13-04 to go in the half. Naz Allen from Memphis puts it up, and no good. The rebound, Barbie has it for the Grizzlies, and he'll bring it up the floor. Right corner, Sean Glass raises up, 17-footer, good. We finally got one to fall from the field. Sean Glass makes it from 16 feet on the right side. It's 16-7. Cardinals in the right corner. Move it out to the point. Up fake by Richard. He'll go to the right elbow. Guarded by Goose Blobenfelt. And now he'll hand it off. Catch and shoot from the right wing for three. No good. And no one went for the rebound. Picked up by Garrett. Allen three. Left wing good. Got to add a little better effort going for the loose ball. John Glass down the key, inside out in the corner. Josiah Green will drive in all the way. Up and around, shot is good. Josiah Green with a reverse layup makes it 19-9, and the game kind of has settled into this 10-point gap. Allen with a ball fake, dribbles in, lost the basketball, got it back in the lane, right hand baby hook, no good. Rebound pulled down by Sean Glass. Here we go, back left to right, with a Wolf coming up from behind. He circles out to the left, Sean goes to the corner and now back outside. Three on the left wing, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Nas Allen. No passes on that possession. That will be a foul on Sean Glass, bodying up to the ball handler's free throw line. And we're ready for a media timeout with 11:28 to play. First half, Grizzlies trail the Cardinals 19-9, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
March means mud, ruts, and long days. A Bailey Chevrolet GMC truck is built for real work, power when you need it, and traction where you need it most. Where will your Bailey Chevy take you this spring? Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. When the road gets rough, drive a Bailey.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Now, more Grizzly sports action.
19-9 is the score. As we come back, it'll be Mineral Area basketball under their own basket. They have a 10-point lead here early on. Clayton Robbins in the ball game for the Grizzlies. Out front, Teron Garrett bumps, kicks it to the right corner. Back outside, Garrett from 23 feet for three, good. Sky Lindsay now with it. 22-9. Josiah goes to the baseline, cut off, feeds it back. Clayton Robbins, he dribbles in. Now he's cut off. Nobody to get the ball to. Now Sean Glass, baseline follow-away. 16-footer, no good. Tipped out, and Goose Robinfeld gets it, kicks it outside. Josiah's got a three at the right point, no good. Ball along to the right corner. Chased down by Mineral with Lorenzo Shields. Lobs it inside, and we get a holding foul on Clayton Robbins. Gunding Rui had him posted up inside, and again, Clayton is, what, 6'4", 6'5"? Rui is 6'10". And all Clayton could do was just grab him. Backdoor cut on the inbound. It's caught by Rui. Right-hand baby hook is good again. He made one like that a little earlier. Rui has four. Front court at the right point. That ball knocked away, but saved by the Grizzlies. There's 12 on the shot clock. Sean Glass with 7 seconds. Step back, kicks it far side. Clayton Robbins got a three in the air, and it's no good. And the rebound to the Cardinals. We are colder than a wedge on a snowy January night. Right side three is nearly an air ball picked up by the Grizzlies. Sean out front, tipped away near midcourt. Gets it over to Kai Lindsay. Kai will dribble over to the right side of the floor. To the wing, now back to the left, wrapped around, move, puts it up, with right hand, no good, foul on the play. A lot of dribbling, but not much else. Probably got to the basket, though, and a foul will be called on Mineral Area. Guy Lindsay will shoot. First foul of the ball game called on Jordan Richard for Mineral Area. Guy Lindsay, yep, the score, and that takes care of that. He makes his first free throw try. And Kai will get one more, 24-10. Goose comes out, Desire comes out. Blaine and Tyrell both back the ball game for the Grizzlies as Kai will get one more free throw. It's 24-10. 10.5 minutes, we've made four field goals, and the free throw is good. We had 25 points at halftime Saturday. We're at 11 halfway through the first half here tonight. Grizzly straight man-to-man, right side. Garrett guarded by Tyrell Smith. That's a tough matchup, but they're all tough matchups. They have the free throw line. Pull up, jump shot, lip of the rim, no good. Sean Glass gets a rebound. A7 is out front with a screen. Beaches man drives in, right hit. Left hand reverse is no good. Short armed it, tried to shoot the reverse, didn't have enough on it. Right wing, three, open, and that's way too hard. Comes off the backboard, picked up by the Grizzlies. Just pushing this thing. A half court isn't getting anything right now. Ace drives in. Bullet pass to the corner. Blaine Harris drives the baseline. Pulls up, 13-footer. Good, found the play. The basket counts, and Blaine Harris will have a chance at a three-point play here. Guy Joyner with the foul. That cuts it to an 11-point game. Naz Allen back in for Mineral Area. Nunez out of the lineup. He was only out there for about 30 seconds. Blaine Harris at the line. Three-point play try, and it is good. You know what, Aaron? You know what? 24-14. Grizzlies back in a 2-3 zone. See what they're doing is they've shot the ball decent from the perimeter so far. Pass through the low block. Naz Allen turns in, right hand baby hook, no good. The foul's going to be called on the Grizzlies. And that'll be on Clayton Robbins. Second foul on Clayton, and it'll be in the act of shooting. So, Naz Allen at the line. First try, no good. They have Nazir Allen, N-A-Z-I-R, and they have Nasir Binion, N-A-S-S-I-R. Second try for the Memphis kid, and it's good. 25-14. Sean Glass picked up by Nasir Binion. At midcourt, they double team up the right sideline. On the baseline, all the way in, kick it out to the far side. Here's Blaine Harris. Three, good. Blaine Harris. He's got 8 points, 25-17. Let's see if we can get a stop here and cut it down a little more. Mineral Area beat Three Rivers last week, 61-53. We'll see the Raiders in West Plains on Saturday afternoon. Off the screen, Garrett with a catch on the right wing, and the shot is up and good. He got a screen, got open. And Teron Garrett, now with nine. 28-17. Sean Glass on the right gets the ball to Javon Barbie. Hands off, A7 at the point. Seven on the shot clock, high screen, going to the left, kick it over, Tyrell. Got a three, look, and that's open, and it's no good. And the rebound pulled down by Dueling up the right sideline. Cardinals come back inside, Allen gets loose, puts it up and good. He hurt us quite a bit the first game, not so much the second game, and here he's doing his thing. Here's a drive in, and Ace Evans looked like, as he attacked the basket, he's going up for a two-handed dunk and got fouled by Allen. We'll get a timeout on the floor with 6:51 left in the first half. Naz Allen gets his first foul for the Cardinals, 30-17, Mineral. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm your kid's old jeans. I've been in the drawer for a while and really missed the playground. You should swing by Goodwill and drop me off. Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. Plus, I can get back into the game. Donate today. Tag, you're it!
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
6 minutes and 51 seconds remain in the first half at Park Hills, and the Mineral Area Cardinals with a 13-point lead. Ace Evans at the line for the Grizzlies with two. First try, good. Give him that feel of the ball going through the hoop. Has another free throw try, and sometimes if you're in a shooting slump, free throws are a great way to get out of it. Next one, good. Stop. 30-19. Garrett on the left, now at the point. On the right wing, open three ball is up and good. Uncontested three shot that time by Lorenzo Shield. His first basket. The balance that Mineral Area has on offense is really, really good. Now Ty Lindsey nearly lost it. Now he does. He throws it away and out of bounds. And the Cardinals return the favor. He'll be in the backcourt, and the Grizzlies will throw the ball in. I had us for 15 turnovers against State Fair the other day. We didn't take very good care of the basketball. So far tonight, 5. Ace Evans. Top of the circle on the right side to the corner. Ty Lindsey drives in, stops, stuck, bounce pass out to the point. Tyrell now left side to Ty.
8, 7, 6.
Clock at 4. Baseline, Ty fadeaway jumper, good from 15 feet left side on the baseline. Ty Lindsey, first basket, has 4 points. 32-21. High post. Naz Allen pulls his way in, lost the basketball. Stolen by Ty Lindsey. Guy in the front court now. Goes to the right, keeps the dribble, still dribbling. Gets the ball to Barbie. Left side to the left corner. Ace Evans drives the baseline. Goes up, got swiped away. And a behind-the-back pass after the block by Allen. What a play. Up ahead, Garrett with a dunk. Jared Fay is on the deck, and he is getting after the official who did not call anything on that last. I honestly don't know if there was. But Allen blocked the shot, got the ball, and then spun a behind-the-back pass up the floor to Lorenzo Shields, and they started to break at that point. Anyway, 5:07 to go, 34-21. Just trying to remember off the top of my head, which is always kind of risky. But I believe we were down 12 the first time we played these guys at halftime. We'll look it up here in a little bit. Meanwhile, Grizzly ball against a full court press. Now over the timeline on the right sideline. Ace Evans, just under 5 minutes to go in the half. 34-21. Ace to the right wing. Barbie out to the point. Ace got a three look, and that's off the lip of the rim, and I'll go out of bounds and go back over to Mineral Area. John Glass will come in for Ace. 4:41 to go. Come on. So now the Cardinals come back with it, up by 13 points. On the left side of the floor now. To the high post, Binion up fake. Steps in, leans in, got it stripped, but he got fouled by Barbie. In the act of shooting, so it'll put the Cardinals on the line with 4:23 to go in the first half, leading 34-21. Nasser Binion. First try, good. Cardinals lead it by 14. And next try, good. Front court on the right point. Kai Lindsey has it. He dribbles to his left. Hands the ball off to Sean Glass. Sean puts it hard on the floor. Right-hand scoop layup, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Allen. Tipped over to Garrett. And now in the middle of the floor, Dooley. Left side, ball fake Binion. Takes it all the way to the hole, and a big dunk attempt is missed. And the rebound taken away by Kai Lindsey. Steps through, goes up. Slapped out of bounds, and no whistle on the foul, and it'll be Grizzly ball. We may be, and we are, getting a media timeout. 3:45 to go in the half. Grizzlies down 15, 36-21. Back in a minute on KDY.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Winter weather is here, and at Don's Auto Service, warm, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors. Don's Auto Service ensures its expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Today's hot new country, 102.5. KKZY is KKZY FM, West Plains, Missouri.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
Ryan Green on the right wing, Grizzlies trail. 36-21. Blaine Harris over the top to the right wing, through the hands. Guy Lindsey, turnover, Grizzlies, their sixth of the half.
Here we go.
15-point game. The Grizzlies trailed in the first game at halftime against the Cardinals by 16. Trailed by 14 in the second game. Right now it's 15. 3:24 to go in the half. Here on Garrett, right corner, backs down. Josiah Green, jump shot, no good. Put that good. Didn't block off. On the rebound, Makai Joyner. He has 4, 38-21. Dwayne Harris, now to Tyrell Smith. This is over. Good pass inside, and Josiah can't finish, but he got fouled, and he'll shoot two. Good play by Tyrell Smith. So it'll be Josiah Green. 2 points tonight, first free throw attempt. And the first try, good. The Grizzlies are 7 for 8 from the line so far tonight. Next try, good. 38-23. Next season, Region teams only play each other twice.
How do you pick up?
Grimolo sets that up with a dribble to the right, and Allen, high above everybody, threw that down with two hands, and now the rebound off a missed shot in the corner. And back they come the other way. Inside, baseline drive, Binion, good. And here's the late half push. Now it is 19 with 2:13 to go in the half. In the corner, Blaine Harris, open three, is no good. Rebound, picked up, and here they come with a three-on-one break. Alley-oop, and another dunk. Josiah Green to the left elbow. Leans in, falls away from 17. No good. White shirts there only for the rebound. Long up the floor. Binion has it. In the left corner. Down the lane. Cutting in. Spinning to the basket. Left hand lane is short. Off the miss by Ty Joyner. Now put back is up and in. The Grizzlies have been doubled. 46-23. One-ten to go in the half. Ty gets inside, goes up, open layup is good. Guy Lindsey backed his guy down. He's got six. 46-25. Garrett inside the lane gets cut off. 17-footer straight up by Binion, won't fall. Rebound taken down by Tyrell Smith. 48 seconds left in the half. 46-25. Again, it's just come down to that most basic thing, one of the basic things, of just being able to score.
Let it get.
High screen. Now Kai drives left baseline, hangs, shoots off the board, and good. 46-27. Shot clock is off. 20 seconds. Out front, Romello. Point guard will move it back. Now 6 seconds. Off a high screen, pick and roll. Kick it left corner, threw it out of bounds. Turnover, Cardinals. Six of the half. Both teams have six turnovers. 3 seconds to go. Here's Kai up the floor. Blaine from half court with a three. No good. Off the mark, and that's the end of the first half. First game halftime score was 49-33 Cardinals. Halftime score game two was 43-29 Cardinals. And halftime here, 46-27. Grizzly halftime up next, brought to you by Missouri State University. West Plains, new beginnings and endless possibilities. Grizzly halftime is coming up in 3 minutes on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
March means mud, ruts, and long days. A Bailey Chevrolet GMC truck is built for real work. Power when you need it, and traction where you need it most. Where will your Bailey Chevy take you this spring? Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. When the road gets rough, drive a Bailey.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
Now through February 28th, check out the Broken Bow Archery Blowout Specials. Hi, this is Lane. Top brands like Matthews, PSE, and Mission Compound or Crossbow models. Just in time for target season and indoor paper season. We also have 3D targets, predator calls, and everything you need to upgrade your gear. Broken Bow Archery inside Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Time for Grizzly Halftime. Brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
We are back at halftime. The Grizzlies trail at the half, 46-27. Trailing by 19 points. One more game for the regular season on Saturday. And that'll be the Grizzlies hosting Three Rivers. And then the Grizzlies will play somewhere on the road Tuesday night. They will play the loser of tonight's game between Moberly and State Fair. And that's no prize either way. So we'll know by the time we get back home tonight who that next Tuesday night game will be against. And the Grizzlies will have, of course, Three Rivers at home at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Scoring here in the first half of this game, the Grizzlies, again, have trailed the third game and the three halftime scores, 49-33, 43-29, and here it's 46-27. So a lot of commonality between tonight's score and the previous two. Scoring for the Grizzlies in the first half, two players with eight, Blaine Harris and Kai Lindsey. 4 points for Josiah Green, 4 for Ace Evans, and 1 point for Javon Barbie. Mineral has tremendous balance in the scoring column. Naz Allen, the 6'10", 6'9 kid from Memphis, has 13 points. Caron Garrett has 11, 8 points for Nasir Binion, 6 points for Makai Joyner, 4 points for Gunding Uri, and 3 points for Lorenzo Shields. Both teams really good free throw line. Grizzlies 8 out of 9, and Mineral Area 5 out of 7. Special Olympians from St. Francis County are here, playing at the half of tonight's ball game, and while they entertain folks, we'll take our next break and come back in just a moment and take a look ahead. We've got more basketball coming up. It's fast and furious this time of the year, and we'll get to that in just a moment. We've got, in fact, girls basketball tomorrow night here on KDY. At the half, it's 46-27, Mineral Area out in front, and we're back in 2 minutes on KDY.
KDY 24/7.
Dan in the Weather Center with a weather update. Next few days looking pretty calm and pretty spring-like in the Ozarks. Tonight's low 43, tomorrow's high in the mid-60s before dropping down to the mid-30s for a low. Then on Friday and Saturday, we're going to be up into the 70s on both of those days. After Saturday, we are looking for things to cool off, but with that cooling trend comes some rain expected for Sunday through Friday of next week.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Cuban soldiers shot and killed four people aboard a Florida-registered speedboat following an exchange of gunfire. Six others are wounded. An investigation is underway.
The Department of Homeland Security, the Coast Guard, others are involved. The majority of the information we still possess is what Cuban authorities are providing both the public and the U.S. government. We have our embassy on the ground in Havana working this as we speak.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio, the incident risks raising U.S.-Cuban tensions. Trump administration halting some Medicaid funding for Minnesota over fraud allegations.
The federal government is putting a temporary hold on $259 million in Medicaid payments to Minnesota. The move comes amid allegations of education and daycare centers fraudulently enrolling students and programs in the state.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington, America is listening to Fox News.
Wendy's has a new Girl Scout Thin Mints Frosty Fusion. With Girl Scout Thin Mints cookie pieces, rich creamy frosty, and a mint chocolate cookie sauce. Which means Girl Scout Thin Mints and Wendy's Frosty, yeah, they're basically best friends now. It's like two delicious desserts just high-fived. Snapped a few too many friendship selfies, and then rode a tandem bike down a never-ending road of mint chocolate frosty perfection. So, swing by Wendy's and try the new Thin Mints Frosty Fusion.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
BA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Winter weather is here, and at Don's Auto Service, warm, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors. Don's Auto Service ensures its expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
Jim Lammer told me last week, you're not going to be home very much next week or something to that effect. That's kind of nodded my head, yeah. I hadn't even really looked.
He was right.
We've got this game tonight and then Thursday night, tomorrow night. Well, I'm really looking forward to this. West Plains plays Stratford in girls basketball at West Plains High School. Last regular season game. For the Lady Scissors, two state-ranked teams, this is going to be a dandy ball game. That's tomorrow night. Friday night, again, we don't have a game. Really strange, but it's the way the schedule falls. Saturday afternoon at 4, we'll have the Grizzlies and Three Rivers in the last regular season game this season. And then on Sunday, I'm going to do something besides a ball game. James Hurt is going to fill in on Sunday for the baseball game between the Grizzlies and the State Fair Roadrunners. In fact, now we won't have a Saturday baseball broadcast, but that game, there's a doubleheader actually on Saturday. Games at 1 and 4. Now the game we'll have on Sunday, March 1st. That'll start at 1 o'clock at Zizzer Ballpark. Well, they've got a doubleheader schedule for Sunday, too, don't they? So they've got four games scheduled with State Fair. 1 and 4 on Saturday, 1 and 4 again on Sunday. And next week, Grizzly Baseball will host St. Charles Community College. That's a noon start Thursday. And they'll play a 3 o'clock game. That's so they got a doubleheader. Next Thursday, St. Charles is going to hang around and play a doubleheader against the Grizzlies at noon and three a week from Saturday. If you haven't had a chance, come on out and watch the Grizzly baseball team. It's good stuff. If you like baseball, you'll like watching the Grizzlies play, and be watching for more stuff with the Grizzlies on our website, OzarkRadioNews.com, talking with Caden Tharp, Trip Johns, Jack Pounders. We'll be talking to them here on the on our website, actually, at Ozark Marketing Company or OzarkRadioNews.com. And we'll also, here in the days ahead, have features talking about Grizzly softball, along with the rodeo team when they pick up their season again here in a while. Here at the half, the Grizzlies trailed this game. And it seems like we spend the entire time trying to catch up against this team. I don't know that we've had a lead against them unless it was very early in the first game here. We started really cold in West Plains in the first meeting that they won by 20. Grizzlies are back out shooting, warming up. And the Cardinals are doing the same. So we'll know, we will have basketball Tuesday. And we're going to have a schedule conflict, actually, because the Grizzlies will play Tuesday night. The Zizzers will play Tuesday night. The Zizzers will be playing at Cape Girardeau because the moon was already rented. So we'll drive to Cape Girardeau for that. Meanwhile, the Zizzer girls will play in Springfield at Hillcrest High School. Let's take our final break of the half. We'll take a 3-minute break here and come back and see if the Grizzlies can make up some ground against the Middle Area Cardinals as they trail it here at halftime in Park Hills. We come back in 3 minutes on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
March means mud, ruts, and long days. A Bailey Chevrolet GMC truck is built for real work. Power when you need it, and traction where you need it most. Where will your Bailey Chevy take you this spring? Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. When the road gets rough, drive a Bailey.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Winter weather is here, and at Don's Auto Service, warm, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors. Don's Auto Service ensures its expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
More than just a tire store.
Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, Kids Craft Days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
46-27, Mineral Area leads the Grizzlies at the half, ready to start the second half. And if you're just catching up, again, it's the old bugaboo for the Grizzlies. Just can't score. We had 25 points at halftime on Saturday. We got 27 points at halftime here today. And then to further illustrate the problem, the Grizzlies had 9 field goals in the first half. 9 field goals. Mineral Area had 19. So you tell me which team is having an easier time of it, putting the ball in the bucket. Javon Barbie will throw it in at midcourt. And again, like we did Saturday, I have to give some of the credit to State Fair for their play Saturday with their zone. Now, Mineral, their length really plays into their defense. Now, they start in the zone to start the half. A 1-2-2 zone. In the right corner, Tyrell to the post. Barbie up fake, back out front. Sean Glass with a three, and it's good. Good start. Sean Glass makes the three from the left point. 46-30. Now the Grizzlies fall back into a zone here. The problem with a zone is you get kind of flat-footed, and you don't go to the boards and rebound very much. And now here's the ball loose on the deck and taken away by Mineral Area. Grizzlies had it for a moment. Binion inside, ball tipped away and stolen away. Barbie has it. 7th turnover on Mineral Area. Ty Lindsey, left elbow, follow away, jump shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Gundeng Rui, and now in the front court, the Cardinals with it to the right corner. They have both Nas Allen and Rui in the game, 6'9 and 6'10. Lob to the low block. Posting, backing down, double team on Allen, wrap around, now to the left wing, Garrett. Curls over the top, pull up. A little teardrop jumper from about 13 feet. Good. 48-30. Guy Lindsey with a high screen to the right. Goes by his guy. In, hang, shoots, got blocked. To the corner, chased down by Kai. That time, Rui got over and blocked the shot. Tyrell cut off, hesitates, goes in, right hand layup, lean in shot off the rim, no good. Taken away by the Cardinals. They post up inside. Just stand in the lane.
3 seconds!
They're never going to call 3 seconds. In the right corner, to the low block, Rui has it. Rui, bounce pass back out on the wing. Here's the three, that's no good. Weak side rebound, only Garrett there for it. Turns, puts it up, no good. And the ball tipped out of bounds by Mineral Area. They are just so much bigger than us up front. It's crazy. Right now, 6'10", 6'9", 6'7", down the key. Kai all the way. Puts it in off the board. Good. Kai Lindsey took it right at the basket as 10. 48-32. Left corner, Garrett, guarded by Sean Glass. Backs him down. Hook pass across to the right corner. And now, Gundeng, pass over Binion. He goes to the rim, goes up, no good. And he is going to, the rebound picked up by Barbie, and stepping out of bounds is Siobhan, who is wrestling for the ball with Nasir Binion.
Silver!
And turnover on the Grizzlies is their seventh of the ball game. 3 minutes played in the second half, 48-32. We'll look in. They get the ball inbounds in the corner, and as Allen pull up from 13 feet, won't fall. Ball tipped over, picked up by Blaine Harris.
Hey, push!
Out front, Kai Lindsey. At the right point, Tyrell. Long three is good. Tyrell from about 6 feet behind the line. And the Grizzlies make a couple of shots. And on that note, Tony Irons calls timeout for Mineral Area. So timeout on the floor. With the score, the Grizzlies trailing by 13, 48-35. And we're back in 60 seconds on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Looking for a compact tractor that's big on performance? Hi, this is Mark. Massey Ferguson subcompact tractors are now in stock. Built tough and easy to handle, these tractors are perfect for mowing, loader work, and everyday chores around your property. Plus, every Massey Ferguson subcompact comes backed by a 10-year drivetrain warranty for peace of mind you can count on. And right now, payments start as low as $228 per month with approved credit.
March means mud, ruts, and long days. A Bailey Chevrolet GMC truck is built for real work, power when you need it, and traction where you need it most. Where will your Bailey Chevy take you this spring? Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. When the road gets rough, drive a Bailey.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
To the court for more Grizzly sports action.
Just go back through this way.
It's top four night for Mineral Area here in Park Hills. They lead it by 13. Naz Allen backs down high off the board and good. And that's exactly right. He just pulled his way in over Blaine Harris and shot the ball off the board. Naz Allen with 15. Grizzlies on offense. Kai Lindsey in the lane. Cut off. Turns. I can't see through the official, which is why I don't like sitting on the floor, but that's where I'm at tonight. We'll be on Saturday, for that matter. Left corner, Javon Barbie with a three. Won't fall. Ball on the weak side. Teron Garrett up the right side. Beat it underneath and posting under the basket. Naz Allen turns, shoots and scores. He just runs to the end of the court and stands under the basket. That's what he has done so far this half. He's got 17 points. Timeout. 15:35 to go in the second half. 17-point game, 52-35. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
Dear employer,
my name is Phil Martin.
My name is Michael Roskovich.
Ronaldo Bird.
Zach Dizer.
I am writing to express my excitement at the opportunity to join your team.
As someone on the spectrum,
I may communicate in ways that are different from what you are used to.
I possess a unique set of skills
that sets me apart from other candidates.
Thank you for your consideration.
An autistic, inclusive workplace is good for business. It's time to make a change. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/win.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now, more Grizzly sports action.
15 minutes, 33 seconds to go in the ball game, and the Grizzlies trail it 52-35, and the Cardinals ball deflected out of bounds at the defensive end for the Grizzlies. It'll stay with Mineral Area. Mineral's been going with this big lineup, 6'9", 6'10", 6'7". And it has been tough to say the least. Inbound pass out. First, stole it away. Tyrell Smith takes it. He's going to go coast to coast. Goes in. Left hand high off the board and good.
Here we go.
Tyrell with 5.5. 52-37. Binion on the right side to the high post at the elbow. And a whistle will get a hand check, holding foul. And that'll be on Josiah Green for the Grizzlies. .1509 to go in the half, 52-37. Josiah picks up his first foul. Inbound underneath. In the corner, Allen backs his guy down. Barbie turns high off the board and good. And there's just nothing you can do. Absolutely nothing you can do. You don't have the size to go up against 6'10" on the low block. 54-37. Left corner, Josiah Green dribbles around the defense, goes up, got it blocked, picked up by Allen. Here we go the other way. Baseline, Garrett cut off, spin to the middle, hook pass out, ball knocked away, stolen. Josiah Green, 2-on-2, leans in, got it blocked out of bounds and all kinds of contest. Man, they're not calling anything. That's not just on one end. Man, it's on both ends. They're letting everybody go. Sean Glass will throw the ball in. 54-37. In the corner, Josiah. Fall away from 13 feet. Back iron won't fall. Tipped out long. Kept alive. Picked up by Mineral. Now Binion. Front court. Backs down. Turns. Right hand hook off the board. No good. Rebound, Josiah Green. Sean Glass. Down the lane, kicks it outside. Barbie curls down the middle, leans in, goes up, got blocked, and we'll get a foul call on who is going to get that. Oh, they didn't call it on the big guy. They called it instead on Makai Joyner. Second foul on him. And now the shooter is Javon Barbie. First try, no good. .54-37. We have 10 points in the first 6 minutes of the half. Started slow in the first half, too. Next one, good. Javon Barbie makes 1 out of 2. Ace Evans in the ball game now. If Ace was Ace, he could shoot us back into the ball game all on his own, but he's scuffling a little bit. Free throw line, Naz Allen at the point. Romello Smith back on the left wing. Off low block, posting up hard inside. There's Allen, up, no good. Tipped off the board, picked up, put back up by Binion, good. .56-38. Evans out front over a screen to the right, down the key hard, spins to the basket, puts it up, no good, and he got fouled on the play. And that's going to be against Jordan Richard for Mineral. Ace goes to the line to shoot 2. So far today, he is 2 out of 2 from the line. First try here, no good. Tyrell Smith comes down the lineup for the Grizzlies. Ty Lindsey is back in. Blaine Harris is out there now with Clayton Robbins. Next free throw, good. And Josiah Green. 1 out of 2 for ACS, 5 points. 56-39. Left wing, Richard in the corner. The Grizzlies trying to entice him to shoot the ball from the perimeter, but they're like, why? They get it low block again. Double team on the ball. Bounce pass is deflected and stolen. Guy Lindsey in the front court, down the lane, puts up a runner, no good. He got fouled, he'll shoot 2. So, 17-point game, 13:03 to go. 19 at halftime. Third foul call on Jordan Richard for Mineral in the shooter here. Kai Lindsey, first try is no good. Guy, two out of three from the line. One more try. He has 10 points tonight. And good. He has 11. 56-40. Romello Smith plays the point now. He's about their ninth guy on their rotation. They play 10 or 11. 10 on the shot clock, left point. Up fake, Richard takes it all the way in. Left hand layup, good. Left corner, Blaine Harris. Free ball. It is no good. Rebound, and we'll get a foul call there. Clayton Robbins went flying in from the right wing, and he got fouled going for the rebound. Remember that old commercial? I've fallen and I can't get up. We get in a hole and can't get out. Down by 18 now. Clayton Robbins. Left corner, Kyle Lindsay. He'll back down and post up inside. Fake, follow away from 10 feet around, no good. Rebounded by Mineral and Makai Joyner. Right corner, wide open three is no good. Rebound taken by A7. 58-40, 11:58 to play in the ball game. Ace at the point. Got a three look, and that's an air ball. May have been partially blocked. But they're not going to call that. We'll get immediate timeout. 11:52 to go in the ball game. 58-40. Mineral leads it by 18 points. Back in a minute on KD1.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hi, this is Mark. We've got the largest selection of tractors and hay equipment in the Ozarks, now carrying five lines of top-name tractors to fit every operation and every budget. Plus, we proudly carry Kuhn, Prone, and Massey Ferguson hay equipment, built for performance, durability, and getting the job done right the first time. Whether you're running cattle, cutting hay, or managing ground, Hirsch has the equipment you need. Stop in and see your Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply tractor team in West Plains.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
After the game, we'll have our Don's Auto Service Grizzlies player of the game, as usual. Whether it's, doesn't matter what it is, basketball, baseball, volleyball, you name it. We do that every game. Here's a pass inside. Allen can't get the ball to go off the missed shot in the lane. Rebound to the Grizzlies. Kai Lindsay brings it up, 58-40. Lindsay out front, puts it on the floor, bounce pass to the corner, one bounce for Clayton Robbins, and that won't go. We get a foul call on probably the Grizzlies. That'll be on Blaine Harris, push off on the rebound there. The amount that they let players lean on each other, going for rebounds and things of that nature. When you first start playing in college, you're going, well, I don't want to do that. That's a foul. No, it's not. You better do it. You're not going to get a rebound. On the right side of the floor, a step through behind the back bat. Pass, and the lay-in is up and good by Naz Allen. Allen has 21. That was a very sweet pass that time, setting that play up by Carl Claxton. Hadn't played much against us this year. In the lane, here's a drive by Messiah. No good. It's the basket went, but he's going to be called for a charge. Charge. 10:35 to go. 60-40.
Come on, Marcus. Turn off Smith.
So we played about half of the second half. Trailed by 19 at the break. Trailed by 20 now. Up high, Romello Smith for middle area. We'll take it to the right corner. Grizzlies just playing straight up man-to-man now. Say this for mineral area. Tony Irons ain't no dummy. He is utilizing their size in a big, big way in this game. Here's a shot off the mark, rebounded by Blaine Harris up the right sideline now. So Barbie had it, lost it, dribbled it off of somebody, and it'll be a turnover on the Grizzlies. Tyrell Smith, Sean Glass, Blaine Harris, Devon Barbie, Ty Lindsey. That's a five right now. Grim SG West Plains. If the Grizzlies don't rally here, we're going to fall to 9-19 on the year. Backdoor cut Claxton, or Richard that is, got it back after he fumbled down the left corner. Back left side, Claxton at the right point. Hand the ball off for Melo Smith behind the back dribble. He'll pull it back outside. Five on the shot clock. Low block. Here's a turn. Allen up and good. When I say there's nothing you can do, literally, there is nothing for the Grizzlies you can do with that. No one to challenge it. In the lane. Here's a drive by John Glass and missed shot. Allen gets the rebound. He comes back, takes a left corner, Claxton with a three. No good. Rebound tip long, picked up by Blaine Harris.
Flip.
Pick and roll to the right side, they go left instead. Now back to the right. John Glass, wide open three, straight on, no good. Rebound long, taken by Claxton out of midair. He comes up the floor, on the right side, crosses over, drives the lane. Right hand scoop, up and around and good. Claxton with the lay-in, 64-40. Ty Lindsey drives, puts it up and goes. He got around Claxton on the drive to the basket. He has 13 points tonight, 64-42.
Outside.
Claxton on the left with 20 on the shot clock. Cardinals with 22-point lead. They're in a hurry to do nothing at all. Full pick and roll, lost basketball. Now we're going to get a foul on Nas Allen, who pushed Kai Lindsey out of the way to get that loose ball that was laying on the floor. Second foul on Nas Allen. So I thought we were going to get timeout. Instead, we get subs. Ace Evans comes in for Kai Lindsey. Blaine Harris is out of the ball game. For Josiah Green. Down the backcourt. 8-7. Goes to his left at the left elbow. Bounce pass out. Sean Glass nearly lost it. Sean dribbles over. Keeps the dribble. Crossover. Spins in. Kicks it left corner. Barbie back out, Sean Glass, five on the shot clock, going to have to shoot it. Three, step back left wing, no good. Ball taken down on the weak side by Mineral with Makai Joyner. He penetrates, kicks it in, threw it away. Media timeout, 7:27 to go with the ball game with a score. Mineral area, 64. MSU West Plains, 42. Back in a minute on Katie Watt.
Hi, I'm your kid's old Jean. I've been in the drawer for a while and really missed the playground. You should swing by Goodwill and drop me off. Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. Plus, I can get back into the game. Donate today. Tag, you're it.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
7:24 to go in the ball game. The Grizzlies have the basketball at midcourt, and it's a blowout, 64-42. Grizzlies down by 22 points. Left elbow, Tyrell Smith leans in, right hand scoop high off the board, no good. He shot it that way because he had 6'9" there trying to time it and block it. In the key, bullet pass inside, knocked away by Josiah Green, and he comes away with it. 3-on-2, feed it over and threw away out of bounds to the left. Back behind the nine. Turnover 10 on the Grizzlies. That stat is pretty much a wash. 9 for the Cardinals. 6:50 and counting. Only 42 points for the Grizzlies tonight. Bounce pass baseline, Claxton beans in. No good. Rebound, Sean Glass. Looking down the floor, has a wolf. Gets it away from him, dribbles over, and out to A7. And as this season's gone on, Ace has found out it is harder and harder to get open. Steps through on a nice drive, puts it up and in with the left hand. Ace has 7 at 64-44. On the right wing, here's a pull-up shot for a 2. No good. Tyrell Smith pulls off the rebound off the miss by Lorenzo Shields. And now here come the Grizzlies, who made a push at the end of the game against them the first time. Here's a 3, up, no good, and a foul on the play. And it'll be 3 shots for Ace Evans as Jordan Richard picked up his 4th foul. So Ace Evans got fouled on the 3. He's 3 out of 4 from the line, and he'll shoot 3 here. 64-44, 64-45. Two more to come. Remember, it's a 4 o'clock game on Saturday. We play at 7 because of homecoming last weekend, but 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon with Three Rivers. Next one is good. Substitutions. Blaine Harris in. Kai Lindsey in. Clayton Robbins in. 64-46. It was 19 at the half. 18 right now. And good. Mineral area with a basketball. We have 6 minutes to play. Their lead is 17, and they're in a hurry to do absolutely nothing. They're going to run this clock down. 15 to go on the shot clock. High post. Jordan Richard goes right, spins to the basket, cut off, double team, back out front. Carmelo Smith, one bounce, step back, shoots the 3. That's off the mark. Rebound by Jordan Richard for Mineral. Over the top to the lane. Lays it up, no good. Tipped up, no good. Rebound Grizzlies. Should have come to side green, 2-on-2 break. Hard bounce, goes up, laid it up and around and good. Josiah has 6. 64-49. Romello Smith on the baseline. Push off. Here's a shot by Romello Smith off the board. Up and good. He took it to the right low block. Pushed off with his left arm. Clayton Robbins away from him. 66-49. Ty Lindsey down the key, left-hand shot off the board, no good. And the rebound tipped up by Blaine Harris, it won't go. And the Cardinals come back with 4:42 to play. Right wing, Richard, 3, no good. Rebound to the left side of the floor, taken by Ace Evans. Ace drives past the defense, puts it up with the left hand, no good. And rebounded in a 2-on-2 break. Romello Smith steps through, lays it up and good. 68-49. Kai Lindsey at the other end. He puts it up and scores as the Grizzlies push the ball up the floor. Sky has 15, 68-51. Here's your four-minute warning. That's the free throw line. Ball knocked away from Claxton now in the lane. He puts up a little hook. No good. That was Lee Williams in the ballgame first time tonight. He misses, and Clayton Robbins with a rebound for the Grizzlies. Dribbling left, Kai backs into the lane. Cut off, ball away, free throw line, good. Kai has 9.5 now, 17 for the game, 68-53. 3.5 to play. Left corner, open shot for a three. That's no good. Ball long, he got his own rebound because we didn't block off, and now Williams puts it up again. No good. Tipped out and picked up by Ace Evans. Ace all the way in the hole. Puts it in with the left hand. Good. 68-55. 3:05 to go. At the free throw line, the Cardinals with it. 19 on the shot clock. In the left corner, Melo Smith will take it to the hole. Kicks it far side. On the wing, a three is good. Williams knocks in the three. And a timeout. With 2:45 to play. With the score, the Cardinals 71, Grizzlies 55. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
March means mud, ruts, and long days. A Bailey Chevrolet GMC truck is built for real work. Power when you need it, and traction where you need it most. Where will your Bailey Chevy take you this spring? Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. When the road gets rough, drive a Bailey.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
Well, a 16-point lead. The Grizzlies have the ball in the backcourt, and it looks like Mineral Area is going to put on full-court press here. Get it inbounds to Ace Evans. Ace on the dribble. Blast through the defense. Laid it up. No good. Got foul with 2:38 to go. That's the first foul on Williams for Mineral Area. More free throws now for Ace Evans. He's been good at the line so far tonight. He has 6 out of 7. Free throw here, good. Good part of the crowd has gone home on the far side, but over here on the score table side. They're here till the end. Next free throw, no good. Rebound. Taken down by Kevin Peyrolin Nunez. He's 6'6". In the right corner, three deep is no good. Rebound long tipped out, picked up by the Cardinals. 50-50 ball, they're going to get it. On the right side of the floor, Claxton with 2:08 to go. 71-56. Carmelo Smith bumps, ball away from 15, no good. Rebound, Blaine Harris. Ball tipped up the floor, picked up by Javon Barbie now. Ace Evans. Step back with a three at the point, and it's no good. Ball comes off and rebounded by Andrew Starkey, 6'5 kid from Fredericktown. Just down the road here. He has it out front. 1:35 to go. Down the lane. Starkey drives. Missed it. Rebound. Put back up and around and good. Nunez. Put the foot back. 73-56. Sean Glass, skip pass, left point. Three by Tyrell Smith is no good. Rebounded, and here they come, three on two. They'll feed it back. Claxton, or make that Williams, leans in. Shoots, no good. Got his own board, puts it up and in. 75-56, 1 minute to go. Chase Evans on the right side to the baseline. Kicks it inside out, left point. Barbie has a three. That's off the lip of the rim. Pulled down by Claxton. Carmelo Smith on the wing. Starkey shoots the three. Won't fall. Rebound tipped off the board. Bobbled around, picked up inside. They kick it back outside. Starkey fakes the shot. Goes to the corner, and he got fouled. He'll shoot two. John Glass will pick up the foul with 26 seconds to go. Starkey fouled, shooting the three. So you'll hear a roar if and when one of these three go in. 6'5 sophomore from Fredericktown. First one, no good. So the Grizzlies are going to lose for the third time to Mineral this year. Next free throw, in and out, no good. And Goose Blobenfelt will check in for Javon Barbie. And the third try is no good either. Rebounded by Clayton Robbins. Sean, good left corner. Ball fake. Step in from 17. Blaine Harris, no good. Rebound fought for, and Clayton Robbins comes away with it. Goes up inside, lost it, bounces once, pump fake, up and around, right hand, no good. Sean Glass had it, lost it, got it back. And it put in by Clayton Robbins. Clayton gets his first basket. 2 seconds, 1 second, that's the ball game. Final score is 75-58. Cardinals win for the third time over the Grizzlies this season. And our Downs Auto Service player of the game is going to be Ty Lindsey. He finished tonight with 17 points. So, we'll take a 1 minute break and talk it over with Jared Fay. Coming up next here on Hot Country KDY.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
Back at Bob Secrest's Fieldhouse in Park Hills, where Mineral Area wins the game by a final of 75-58. And to my left, Jared Fay, the head coach of the Grizzlies. And that's the same song, different verse, but we got in that early hole, and it's the old thing I said on the radio, the old commercial, I've fallen and I can't get up. We're in a hole and we can't get out a lot of the time.
Yeah, it's, you know, our transition defense wasn't very good. Also, you know, Minerals played like his sophomore night. They're playing really well. They got all their guys healthy. They got a lot of sophomores except for number three. He's a freshman, and he's really been playing well lately. Kind of gives them another dynamic, that 6'7" wing, and shooting it really well. So a lot of credit to them. They're hard to score on, but there's certain things that, you know, we could have done better in that first half, and we need to do that.
The physical profile of Mineral Area really matches pretty well, I think, with teams like Moberly and State Fair. I don't know so much. I don't know about Three Rivers. They've got some size. But this team, playing against them, the court seems smaller because of their length, doesn't it?
Yeah, number 11 is one who hasn't been playing for them until just recently. Played early and then didn't play against us the last few times. But I don't know if he's 6'9", 6'10", but playing him with Nazir Allen, number 33, who's one of the best big men in the country, those guys together, you know, offensively we're thinking, you know, should we try to run something, but it's also your best chance might be to score in transition. So, you know, I don't think we did a good job making decisions in the first half that way, but they're a tough team to score on.
And they're a tough, tough team to defend. There's no doubt right off the bat, especially starting the second half. Tony Irons, he wasn't having it. He was just boring inside almost every trip down the court.
Yeah, you know, we did a better job in the second half. We started out in man. They're really a tough matchup for us to guard man because they kind of just pick whoever they want to post up. And they did that in the second half as well, kind of picked which side of our zone that they wanted to post up. And then, of course, when they missed that shot, you know, it's trying to get that offensive rebound or for us to get that defensive rebound. They're a good offensive rebounding team, too.
Well, when you're in the zone, of course, you're trying to get a few more rebounds, have a little bit more better position inside, and trying to get them to shoot the ball a little bit more from the perimeter. They really didn't take a whole lot of threes in the ball game tonight. They were disciplined enough to stick with what they were wanting to do.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They were, you know, we did a better job guarding them in that zone than we did man early. You know, again, a little bit of just, you know, effort from our guys too. Our effort in the second half was better. We need to figure out a way to have a good defensive effort for 40 minutes.
And we hope to have a big crowd for the last regular season game at home, the last game at home against Three Rivers on Saturday. And we'll know by the time you get home tonight who you'll play next Tuesday, right?
Yeah, this game I feel like so late that we should probably know here pretty quick. I think that other game's over. It'll either be Moberly or State Fair.
All right. Coach, thank you much. Appreciate
Thanks,
it. Jared Fay, head coach of the Grizzlies. And the final, again, is 75-58 in favor of Mineral Area. Mineral Area led tonight by Nas Allen. He had 23 points. He was just dominant inside. The Grizzlies led by Kai Lindsey with 17, our Don's Auto Service player of the game. A7's had 13 tonight. They're the only players in double figures. So the Grizzlies fall to 9-19, 0-11 in region play. Mineral Area now at 18-10, and they will not be involved in the playing game. So we'll know more about tomorrow morning about where the Grizzlies will play next week, and it'll be the Three Rivers Raiders on Saturday at 4 o'clock at the Civic Center. Thanks to Dylan Groves in the studio. I'm Harlan Hutchison. Final again, 75-58. Mineral with the win as we say goodnight from Park Hills, Missouri.
Grizzly Sports has been brought to you by Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Missouri State University West Plains Athletics Department, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, and by Ozarks Healthcare. This transmission of Grizzly Sports is a production of Ozark Radio Sports and a division of the Ozark Marketing Company.